It's live right now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Already know. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend? Spell was with the Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I'll repeat that so you can put that in your cell phone. 626-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those of you listening on the phone, for those of you chiming in the chat room, and for those of you looking in wonder up here in Henderson Chicken, we say thank you for letting us come out tonight. My name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosting with the very lovely, the knick-knack herself, Miss Ophelia Brown, with the realest one-on-one. Miss Ophelia, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Andy. Woo! You can hear it today.
I'm telling you, there'll be no issues, but there might be some tissues because somebody's going to be dipping and snotting up in here.
Bring it back a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's kind of echoic.
Yeah. But, man, there's a work to be like Marion Tubman.
Oh, you don't want to know the drama that corporate America has been laying on.
Oh, man. But I'm here tonight.
Hey, we're glad to have you.
Anytime.
Absolutely. We're glad you're here. And I'm saying, folks, I would rather go to my job pushing this 9-to-5, being angry, getting up, going to work in an air-conditioning building, surrounded by people who look halfway decent, than to pick any cotton field in any area. Because that's just, you know, that ain't the era I could ever be. That ain't, no, I'm sorry, it shouldn't be me. Right, see, Mountain House right now is a morbid company. And we'll talk about that later. But we just want to let people know, get your chicken, get your gizzard, get your back, your neck, your whatever you got to get. Because understand, sitting over here is the hardest leg in breast combo that you're going to find. This side here, I love you, baby. We get real over here. It's called the online happy hour, and y'all need to recognize what's about to go next. So trust and believe. Last week, we had a very good show here. As our premiere coming in, today is Thursday, October the 13th. Last week, we did a great show. We had the people involved, and the topic was enlightening topic, the resurrection of chivalry. Is it dead? Most of us will agree over time that chivalry is not dead. It's just the action that takes place kind of make us forget what chivalry really is. So y'all gonna have to forgive me right now. I just started P90X. I feel good. I'm a little sore. And I got the shirt on right now because the right side of my body is not cooperating correctly. So bear with me. If I come across like I got a short arm, it's not a side effect, but I'm really just hurting right now. But in my 90 days, trust me, your boy is going to be magazine ready. So it's coming. I'm coming with 2012. Woo! But I'm just saying, today's topic, we ain't worried about that. We're talking about today's topic. Game over. Playing yourself out of the game. How does this happen? Why does this happen? We get in a sports bar. It's the perfect environment to bring this up.
Right.
We're talking about athletics. We're talking about your finances. We're talking about your career, your relationship. Because it's an avenue. Time and time again, people can talk themselves out of the situation. You can do something to cause an issue later on down the road. Because we're in a sports bar, and I step up, and I know the men are going to help me chime in on this. The Monday night football fan, are you ready for some football?
I'm
Wiggins Jr. had his own lock for the last 15 some odd years. If you heard the phrase, are you ready for some football? It was only Hank Wiggins. That's all he had to say. 15 weeks, are you ready for some football? I'm a millionaire. But you take the time to have a 3-minute conversation on Fox News and compare our president, Mr. Barack Obama, to Adolf Hitler. We're going to pull the plug on that contract. You're not going to be talking for us no more, and we're going to find anybody and somebody to give this million dollars to.
Right.
Who does this? How do you talk yourself out of a situation to where you even come up sometimes and maybe in your corporate atmosphere, you know that there's a job promotion on the way? Somebody's got to get fired. Well, you know, I've been with the company so many years, and, you know, me and the boss are pretty cool, and my manager got things laid out. I'm going to go ahead and take an extended lunch. I come home late and have a burger and come back about 2 to be cool like that. I pretty much know where everything is going. But you just passed up. Yeah, it happened. Maybe not on your paycheck, but somebody else, you know, has gone through a situation like that. Or maybe in a relationship where you just think things are going okay, things are going well. I got it. I've been with you for 2 or 3 years. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to give you the sun, the rain, the moon, the stars, and the mountains. So this game, but I'm chilling. I'm doing my thing. I'm having a people. I'm catching things to get better. But secretly, she's thinking, you know what? She's been talking all this stuff. She's been saying all these things. And somebody else is actually making the move to show, yes, I can really do it. And he's still waiting on the game to go off. Because the Cowboys ain't winning. And as soon as the Cowboys get that ring, baby, I'm gonna do everything you need to do. Slowly but surely, she's packing up, bit by bit, and stepping out of this relationship to move on to something else. Maybe it's either herself, or maybe it's either somebody else. We don't know. But we're going to break this topic down tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If you're calling in, or if you have friends, if you have a cell phone, text somebody right now and say, don't even call this number. 616-727-3279 and chime in to the online happy hour. If you know somebody on Facebook that's on there right now, tell me. Click on the link, blogtalkradio.com/HowWasYourWeekend, spell words with the Z. And listen to the real that Ms. Althea Brown is going to bring while I sit back and learn about the conversation. And if you're here and you're sitting tonight and you want to chime in on the topic, feel free to chime in. We can hear you. We know y'all can hear us. So we're going to get right down to it. Let's talk about the topic tonight. I mean, we're talking about games over, playing in those out of the game. Hey, what do you think about that? What are your thoughts on the topic?
I mean, really, you hit like 3 points. So, you reached an almost like,
oh, no. Passed off
the
phrase, you know, to you. 3 minutes ago, I was like,
I'm
about to sit back. But no. Like, man,
you're talking about that, you know, the downhill, Sunday football. He wasn't what they need.
Right. That's right.
He talked faster than he thought. Because if he would have thought about that, they might have said it.
Hello?
Because he talked on stop.
Who does this? Where is the line to say, you know what? I got it made over here. I'm going to say whatever I want. Ain't nobody going to bother me.
Right.
I'm 2 shades above invincible. Below invincible, that is. I'm going to lose my job. I'm good. Safety net. No saving account. CO. Did I say that?
It has. I mean, like, I didn't hear the people's mindset that, like you said, they're saying we need to be invisible. I don't know that, especially in their age. So, for example, if you're working on a job and you want that position,
right?
And it's because they're lazy and they're not actually married, that's the reason they're not watching you.
Mm-hmm.
So, why are you coming in late, chopping up on the phone all the time, checking that week?
Right.
Not stepping in and putting forth the effort for the extra. But you want more. You see another position coming across. Damn, tell me about it. And you say, hey, get me more money.
Okay.
Right. It's a corporate game.
And they're playing
themselves out of the game.
Right.
And don't even realize. You know,
right.
So. It's something that happens all the time. I have been, it's going to take wanting to date or talk to a female or a guy. I met him at Soul Trail, right?
Mm-hmm. At Soul Trail?
Yeah, Soul Trail.
All right.
We danced a couple of times. Had a good time. She sang a little bit of that when I went to the bar. Okay. Now, I like to say, I had my own money to buy my own drink. I pee. That's the first thing to do.
Okay.
Then,
I better say, pay attention, fellas, at the bar.
Then, he saw another gentleman purchase my drink. Anybody that was sitting right there. Nothing like that. Then he asked me, well, so do you think that he was possibly trying to talk to you? I said, yes. He said, he looked like, and I said, yeah, he does that to everybody. So it's nothing, it's no big deal. It's not just that. What he does, you know, we have a friend that has a very good patient. You know what it is. You have to ask. Yes or no? So then he wants to walk me to my car. Okay. I'm going to
give
her a compliment. Then, I guess this is 2 o'clock in the morning. My feet
hurt.
I've had double drinks.
You've had double
drinks? Then, talking to my ear, he would not stop. All of you, I believe, and all of my friends have met him. You're telling me your whole life story. You're supposed to tell me on the phone. You know, we're supposed to get to know each other. That's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
He talked himself right on out of here talking to me.
Woo!
Right. Over and over.
Now.
Sure. I can say to any mama, I can get all this information in one time.
The nerve. Surely. Neither not good. You, now, fellas, I know some fellas are over there at the bar. They heard the story. They never understood what Ms. Hogan was talking about. Is it possible, fellas, that we can talk ourselves out of the game, trying to get to know somebody, trying to get to know them lately? Are we giving her too much information? Well, you know, I got to get this call. Trying to get out of this situation. You know, but you too. I've been trying to get to know you. You know what? You what's something about you. You can change my life right now, right here. Everything, I just need to know more about that. You know what I'm saying? My mama left me when I was 12 years old, and ever since then I've been on my own. I always felt as if I could.
Right.
I'm sorry. Hold for the commercial break. We had a young lady that had a comment on that. What did you say?
He may put you in the different bracket. It just all depends on that stuff. But you're taking a chance.
Rolling the dice. Putting it on the road.
It's a definitely.
Well, let's find out, shall we? I want some fellas to stand up, and you know what? I'm normally on the way, but if we can get the fellas to step up, I got a beer for the man that can come up and represent tonight. The ladies are saying it is possible to play with the looking up. Let's just fill over the room. They got red face. If it's possible for a lady to play this show out the game, if she give it up too quick, is it possible, or are y'all okay with that? Can the man step up and represent tonight? Maybe I need a call on the top 616-727-3279 is the call-in number. We're on the online happy hour. My name is Andy Brown. I'm sitting and I'm learning to the Realtors 101 from this Oatmeal Brown. Right next to me, ladies and gentlemen. Understand this is real talk tonight at the end of the city. Is it possible, fellas? They're contemplating it. The man is hold up. And they said, who step up and say something next? So y'all need to say something.
Well, why don't you go ahead and answer for the men?
It's possible. Absolutely, it's possible.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen is, not only is it a game. No. Because if you look at the fact of the body of conquering, I've been there. I've achieved my mission. I've conquered my goal. Because I don't know your last name, it's not a factor right now. I know nothing about your parents. I know nothing about your mailing address, what you've been through in high school. How many times did you go to prom? I did. This is true. But that doesn't mean I didn't want to reciprocate and do the same.
Well, she's coming from a different perspective. She's coming from.
So they just happen to fall through. Are you playing your best out today? We want to hear from the people. 646-727-3279. I know you might be, or you may have never seen anything like this before, but trust, this is an online happy hour. You're getting real talk, real conversation around real people with real issues who can bring a real message. This is what we're talking about, folks. It's the evolution of Real Talk Radio. You're getting the realness from a real woman. I just like sitting here. It's just nice to be a part of something. You're getting some real good chicken and some real good drink at a real affordable price. Tell me where else you can go and get this done. Call in and let us know. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Fellas at the bar, I still got my tab. It's still open. I'm waiting for a young man with a smooth fedora brim just up there chilling, my man. I know you see us. Can you give us some thoughts about what you've been hearing tonight?
They just looking at you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're
just
not looking at you.
Oh, just, yeah,
okay.
Right on, right
don't
on.
Don't talk about the game,
man.
But I have an example.
Okay.
Since we're in a sports bar, and it's a football game going on TV, how many athletes do you know that play themselves out the game all the time?
On the field or off the field?
Off the field to the point where they get this bread, they find this contract, right?
Mm.
And then they start buying all the big wigs, the house, the bling bling, doing it big, making it rain, popping off the bottom.
Right.
And then they get injured. But if they cut, they didn't invest in anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, got to go with the lifestyle. They play themselves out the game only at the end.
Right. Even in the beginning.
Right.
Because it's possible. There's a, and I can tell y'all about this if you don't mind. Y'all may know him. He's my frat brother. He plays for the New York Jets. I'll put his name out there. Number 31. My brother is called, and some of the fellas may recognize this, Mr. 765. Why do they call him Mr. 765? Because he has 7 children in 6 states by 5 women. Now, my brother, trust and understand and believe, if you must do this act repeatedly, the least you can do is get a protection. If you don't go unprotected and knowingly. But if you must do this in the peak of your career, when he first signed with the team that he plays with now, he had to get an advancement over him because he was behind on his child support. I'm going to give you $10 million up front to make sure my kids are covered and get me caught up on child support so I don't go to jail and I can play this game. $10 million. Count to zero. Not 2,000. Not 6,000. $10 million. Behind in child support. That's a problem. You playing yourself out of the game. Why are you still playing? Really, if you really must do this unprotected to all these women based on your namesake and who you are when you're playing, the least you can do is get a protection. The least you can do. And we can talk about, some of you might even know, you've seen him on VH1. You've seen him at Texas Things. The recent incident, because I happened to see the episode. I'm going to give a watch this show. But I just happened to see the recent episode where the young man had a left ear drop out of his face. And he was bothered because there were patients on his property that told me, high-star caliber player, number 81, CO. If you know the story, please understand. The brother had patients on his property. He left other people who were on his property. And found out on his show, no doubt, whether it's my fear or not, that is a real fear coming down your face. Look, I don't have what you think I have. I'm alone. I'm struggling. I'm in need. I don't have the Super Bowl ring. Don't nobody want to pay me to come play on that team because I talked myself out of the game. I was on Super Bowl caliber team in Philadelphia. Said the wrong thing about my quarterback. That's okay. Come to Dallas. I tried sniffing snot on my same quarterback. Ended up leaving and going to, where did he end up? Buffalo. But it's your last chance to make a difference. and then ended up going, I don't know about this from Ohio over here, but ended up going to Cincinnati, Ohio, and playing for the Bengals. Now we're to the point where nobody wants you to come stop going. Because your influence has you done played yourself out of the entire game. BlogTalkRadio.com/HowWasYourWeekend, spell words with a Z, and chime into the online happy hour, ladies and gentlemen. Before we move forward, I just want to give a shout out. Ladies, if you want to stay fly from head to toe, make sure that you do your hair right. Make an appointment with Dre, the hair artist, specializing in healthy hair maintenance, precision special creative color. Dre is located at the Legacy Salon in Bay Spa. The address is 420 East Brown Road Road, 200 in Louisville, Texas. Phone number is 214-488-4888 within 5022. And if you need me and make you might need that special appointment, her cell phone number is 504-957-5536. So coming back to the topic, folks, game over. Playing yourself out of the game. Miss Ogle, let me ask you this question. Should people point the finger at others for making their own mistakes? Is it somebody else's fault that they messed up and they didn't have a chance? Is it possible?
Well, first, we're going to talk about T.O. a little bit.
We can talk a little bit about T.O. I don't
know. You know, you and I often have the controversial debate about how women think and about how men think. I see that scenario as something that you always say. The male ego is a beast.
It's a beast.
It's a beast. But you see how you have these opportunities, but you still let your ego get in the way. Even though you grew some, you know, but you're enjoying yourself. You're feeling yourself, right? But your ego is following you wherever you go. Everybody in the world sees this. You get an opportunity, but you still, your ego is so big. Wow. And he does not recognize, he didn't recognize it. He probably still doesn't recognize it. It's going to take him to lose everything to recognize it.
It's happening now.
Right. It's
going to be hard.
So that male ego is weak. You got to start taking feet.
Right.
You
right.
See that fame and that fortune. And those looks and that body. He didn't see anything else. His ego was so big. And
well, you know,
all the other men see it.
Right. Oh, yeah. When it crushes, it comes down on.
Right.
It falls. Empire State, baby, it falls. The male ego will drop. And I tell you what, there's another player while we're in the fourth bar.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, if you may know, let me play football three-time Pro Bowler, even has Pro Bowl ring. Ball, doing this thing. Pro Bowler. Mind you, when you go to Hawaii, you just don't be a poor Pro Bowler. That's the first thing I'm not going to do. Head down. One day. Now, even on the trouble. Finances. Out of the way. You play yourself out to lay back on the couch when you first open your eyes.
My thing is that man's ego took a whole lot. Not just men, the women as well, but more so men. They start ego tripping, thinking that, again, they can say, God, what happens to them is that they have to be brought back down to reality. And the reality is that you are a regular person. Like, we are regular people. We have talent and we have gifts, but you cannot take advantage of them because it was not, you are not the sole source of it. God, the universe will take it back and say, gave it to you.
Right.
So that's how I feel about T.O. or whoever. I don't care if that's your one real teardrop. I don't really give a damn. You understand? I don't care about nobody's real teardrop. I'm crying. I'm crying real motherfuckers. That's real teardrop. You got 30 cents and you can beat me. Oh, we got 30 cents. That's real teardrop. It's not my fault that you thought you were so good and you look so good and you let everything. He's going to take care of everything for you. And look at that. You're back down here. I'm so humble now. I want to be around black women that can cook for me, and then we know how to struggle together. Ask you.
Right.
You was all on TV with your white chick. I'm going to marry you. I'm going to marry her. She's the one for me. She hates you a damn bitch, so I'm going to take you in the ass. culture because you thought you were so black and big and powerful, and you are not. So, yeah, you played yourself. You played yourself right out of the game, but we don't even care no more. I don't care about your crime. Your crime is coming from me. I don't want to hear that. I'm your baby. Man it up. Man it up. Go to school and learn how to manage your own finances because it's your life. You heard me? That's how I feel about you. Thank you.
Yes.
A fantastic spoken word artist, folks. You must understand. You must come out of here. You're going to be the one with you. Is it all with you? If it's you, tell us what you're going to be on the court.
On October 20th, I'm going to be at the South Dallas Cultural Center. That's at 3400 62 Avenue. That's downtown in Dallas. And y'all have welcomed me so great. I'm from Atlanta, but this is my welcoming to DFW. To let y'all know that I'm going to be a part of the entertainment community. I'll be hanging out with Andy. I'll be hanging out with Old Hope Brown, trying to bring forth positive and optimistic views about certain things because this is real talk for real people.
Right.
And that's how I feel about it. So I asked for this for National Domestic Violence Month because you got men that like to beat women. I'm not down with it, and I want to let y'all know that I am a part of this community and I'm very optimistic and upbeat. Thank you.
Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we are representing. Let the people showcase their talent and be themselves. And go forth because that's what it's all about. Educating and bringing forth the community. Big shout out to my man, Michael Styles, Steve Styles, and his model here tonight. Doing their thing, representing here, here's the chicken, 3636 Beltline Road. This is the place to be for the All My Happy Hour, folks. Each and every Thursday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. The food is off the chain. Everybody is just snatching white bags and greasy lips all over the place. Ms. O'Mill, I don't know if it's the grease on there or the juvenile conversation that's going on around. If you are in the chat room, but you have access to the internet, you pay your bill this month. blogtalkradio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with the Z. Game over. Playing yourself out of the game. We've talked about that. We've talked about that. I'm sorry.
if he would have found that medium, then he wouldn't have got on my nerves and talked himself out of a lunch date. But he did too much. It was cool at first, then he went overboard. It was ridiculous. Just like T.O., it was ridiculous. He was going way overboard. Somebody has told him that before, but he didn't want to listen. You can't pay me to believe that didn't nobody try to help T.O. before he spiraled out of control completely. They did, but he didn't listen because his ego is a beast. Just like the dude, he probably said, here's Jay. Right, just like Kanye West. He got on TV and he said, okay, we know what he said. He said George Bush does not like black people. No matter if that is true, there's a time and a place for everything, right? No matter if Taylor Swift or whatever her name is did not deserve that award, it was not for him to go on stage and grab the microphone and do that. That's not appropriate. Yes, his ego is out of control. He doesn't know how to control himself. He's still a very talented brother. Yes, he is. I listen to his music. Yes, I do. But that does not mean that his ego is off the chain. He knows it. He should do something about it. Not wait before he gets reprimanded or the whole world is talking about it. But, right, that's usually what happens. It usually takes for some great big downfall for people to wake up or for them to turn it around. Sometimes people do, sometimes they don't. So you ask the question, do people point the finger at others for their own sake? I'm not going to point the finger, but I'm not going to pat you on the back either, because you had the same opportunity as anybody else to turn it around before it got that bad. But you didn't want to, you wanted to do what you wanted to. Now, I'm afraid for you. Have a drink. But if you expect me to, you call me and say, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. Really? We saw it coming. But you didn't see it. So that balance is needed. And people have to take their own accountability for their actions.
100%, I mean, y'all are getting real talk tonight. Y'all must understand my voice on the system on my right hand side, your left hand side. Realness101.com, where you bring it to each and every week, right here on the online network. And maybe even in your world as well. Just understand, folks, this is what we do. This is what we talk about. We're making people aware about everything that's going on. We're living vicariously to us, because you may not know who this situation is. You may think somebody else in the hand. And maybe this hour, this opportunity is time for you to understand, and you know what? Maybe I need to wake up a little bit, pump the brakes a little bit, and just kind of open my eyes before I find myself running down this similar path. Now, you may not see your money, you may not have a CEO problem, you may not have the vocal position that Kanye is in, but you can be in a useful situation on your level wherever you're at. So take this time and take this opportunity to say, you know what, let me just kind of document myself here for such, and open up this luck that you have somebody to come in with me. Because you can play yourself, I mean, if you have that, you can play yourself out of a friendship. Doing too much, trying too much, unintentionally, but you were doing too much. Things that you have, you may play yourself out of hope. Now, watch this, this is worth it. Game on hope. Playing yourself out the game. Maybe, I'm going to go there real quick if you don't mind. You don't mind. Just keep with the ball. You don't mind if I go there real quick?
They don't mind.
Raise your hand up if I don't stop. Okay. Now, I just want to say, maybe you may play yourself out the game by not listening to win. If somebody is really trying to partake in you, and you have a negative attitude because you might not be able to see something that's positive, but maybe it's coming out like, I know what I'm doing. I got this under control. Maybe you don't want to open yourself up to positive feedback, and you look at it as negative criticism. because you haven't been in that situation before. Somebody sees something in you just a little bit greater than yourself that you might not be aware of based on your actions, based on your characteristics, and based on the things that you are doing and that you could be doing. But you don't want to take that initial step to listen because you've always been in your way. You've always been in control. And it's always gone halfway right.
Right. Right.
Right. He's intoxicated, but he
played himself out. He started way before we got outside. Right. The beginning is the first day, our first conversation. How many other ladies are turned off by the smoker in the very beginning? I mean, I'm talking about the first 15 minutes. No, they're not listening.
Two women to turn off.
You can tell me more about yourself as we meet up at the Starbucks or go to the movies after the movie is over. Right. At dinner. Or just where we meet up and talk on the phone. I don't want to know your life story when I'm leaving trying to go home. We conversated. We had, you know, the conversation was enough. And, you know, your approach, I like your shoes or whatever. Okay, your breath is smelling all right. We can get the number. I don't want to know. I'm like, we signed you all the way up. Okay, am I wrong? No. So it's appropriate for a married man to say, hey, I want to holler at you, but I'm married. I mean, you know, you got a choice what you want to do. That's appropriate. But it's appropriate. You have a choice because of his situation.
You know why he did it.
It's appropriate. He should say it. He should hide it. You have a choice at that point. Yeah, he should. Now, all of us don't do that. But because he did, that's not being too forward. In that type of situation, you need to be forward.
There's two words that I use when you like this. Keyword exit strategy. You can always take a bathroom break with anything. Amen. You can have a bathroom break with anything. And meet myself. It happens on all these nights. I'll be right back. Hold that talk. I'll be right back. May work one of two ways. They may show signs of stalking in different ways. Or two, you can just shift them up and go in a whole different direction and come back to your people. I'm sorry, you know, one thing is time, but let's just try to get a little bit later on. Hop out, we'll talk about this a little bit later on. It can go either way. You know, it can. You know, make sure that happens. You know, I'm smoke all the time. I used to ride short buses. They were called hot. But if you're not here, that's just how I'm broke. But that's why I'm here. I learned from y'all. And this helps me be a better person. Game over. Playing yourself out of the game is a topic tonight. The call number is 646-727-3279. The internet website. LongTalkRadio.com/howwasyourweekend. Make sure you spell well on the TV. Learn more about me on Realtor101.com. Check me out from time to time, AndyBrownSpeak.com. This is just real conversation with real folks about real life topics. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Playing yourself out of the game. Now, before I play myself out of the game and talk about too much, Mike. From the male perspective,
other than myself, thank you.
Yeah,
don't get
that
with him. What do you think about that? Mr. Solomon, I know you have a word for us. He has the gold on tonight. That's my style. Solomon, y'all. Call at him before you leave. He has the gold around his neck. That's how you do it. That's how you do it when you're in here, Solomon. Get it, Mr. Solomon.
Okay.
Thank you.
know the game.
Nobody knows this.
invaded your personal space. So your perception of that person is stable. You might not be the person in the world. But because your personal space and your personal territory has been invaded, you kind of like, you think of the world. I didn't invite you up here. They just fucking exist. I think they because they rub it up against you, that they might spark some interest. No murders.
Because I'm not playing that game.
But even in the game of life, this is a great way to indulge on that. You have to play that. You have to understand, okay, this is what I'm doing, and this is what I want to achieve. So this is how I play this game. And that's me. That's what I do. I have to push myself daily. Not to say that I'm trying to be better, but it's my own personal push, because this is my game. This is the game that I chose to do. I didn't choose to be the champion. I didn't choose to be the football coach. I didn't choose to be the footlock salesman. This is the game that I chose, and I intend to win. So when I leave this place, when I leave this planet, and my game is over, I can say that I've accomplished this, and I'm satisfied with the life that God has provided me. That's just me.
I'm not going to play the devil's advocate. I'm just going to say that competition is not always the greatest push, because you need to remain humble. You can go in and compete against your coworkers, feel that you're better than them, but that you're competing because you want more, but it's not about competition. Because what it gives you, regardless of what anybody else is doing, what's in you is in you. Now, so if you take that, even if you're competing against the opposite team, what's in you is in you. And it's going to all mess. How many years has the Mavericks had great players?
4 years.
Okay. Some may make it. And they always got close. They got to the championship? No, the finals. And they stopped. So how many years? All of the good, what happens? Things are connected. They're playing as a team. Some of the same star players, there's a different vibe that you saw. And they won. They beat out teams that people wouldn't even believe that they were going to beat D-Wade and Miller. What? Are you serious? Get out of here. They beat you. Because they found that within themselves, and they executed it. There's always going to be other players that may be good, but if it's not your time to win, you're not going to win. So, you know, being in corporate or even going after your dreams, you have to remain humble, and you got to make yourself the best you can be without competing with anybody. Your best competitor is yourself. There's a lot of wise people out there that you can get information from. I call a lot of people that are wise. I know the difference between people that talk too much, read stuff, and don't apply it. The difference that have lived certain things. I don't care if they're the same age as me or younger. If we're talking about something and you live it and I have it, I've learned something from you. So it's easy to learn from people if you open up your mind and receive that. That makes you a better person. Open up your mind, exploring yourself, see different things, and information. So you can make the determination if that's good for you or not. So you are your best competitor. Nobody else. You should be competing with nobody else but yourself. But you don't want to run yourself to the ground like Michael Jackson did. He was already the greatest. One of the greatest. Who else have you seen have a funeral like that on television? Right. Bigger than the president of the United States. His funeral was broadcast around the world. Rosa Parks' funeral and Coretta Scott King's were too, but Michael Jackson. Wow. Now, if he had another chance to be here and see my life was a great day, I could have just sat on the stool and had a concert. Everybody could have danced around me. But he was doing a lot. He didn't have to. He had already achieved his goal. He could have kept going and just lived. So, you know, you really have to understand who you are and always constantly evolve, but don't do too much. I mean, come on. You know, you are your biggest competitor. Nobody else. You get to compete with other folks. What are you doing after? It's all about who you really are. And you need to tap in and always find out who you are in different places in your life. Because you shouldn't be the same person at 30 that you are at 35. You should be a whole lot smarter. You need to step your game up.
Well, so I'm not saying it was a direct hit.
But no, no, I'm just saying, like, period. That wasn't a direct hit.
Okay. Yeah. No, no, that's why I know. Because understanding that the drive and all of that. You have to find out what pushes you, what motivates you.
Right.
As we see people on the field right now that are playing the game of football, if they have no individual vote, and they have no one to put the center on the side to say, I can do this a little bit better.
But they're training. They're training for a competition sport. They're in a sport where they're competing against other teams.
In the field.
Right. To make themselves better, but their training specifically, that is a game. It is a competition. What we're doing right now, there are other people that have talk radio shows. There are people on the radio, you know, Michael Bazin, Steve Harvey, whoever else, Ebony Steele in the morning. I don't want to be her. I'm not jealous. I'm not cheating. I'm doing me. So whether I just stay in Henderson's and we go somewhere else and go somewhere else, I'm cool with that. I'm not saying I don't strive to do better, but I'm not doing it to compete and be better than them. I'm doing the best for me that I do. And if it's my calling and if it's what I'm really supposed to be doing, all the other stuff will line up.
And if you want to consider it, you want to stand and especially for men, it's the reason why it's really human chess, if you will. The game is about human chess. Only one player can go certain positions, you can only cut. Rooks can go this way, bishops go this way. I mean, it's just the nature, the same way of the game is about. Same way that the chest is. So we look at ourselves and we condition ourselves to be better so that we don't play ourselves out of situation, out of our finances, out of our family, out of our relationships to make ourselves better. What can we do about this in the future? Are we going to be more ready to open up and hear, not only from other people, but from the Word of God? And from our co-workers, family, and friends, are we going to put ourselves in a position to do that? Are we going to put ourselves in a position to do that?
Open our minds. To do what? To open your mind?
Well, we don't want to. How can you really? The last question I had for tonight, and I'm going with that. Like, what advice can we give those who are on the verge of playing themselves out? If you see the sign. And somebody's on the way out trying to say, you can see, you're playing yourself up, things are going down, or you're taking a different direction than you originally initially said you were going to go. Is there something that can be done without that, or is it just too bad lately?
It's too bad.
Too bad?
It's too bad. I mean, you can be a friend and just. Hey, I see if I can jump off that cliff. Oh, no, I'm good. I'm still going to fall off the cliff. I know what I'm doing. Oh, okay. As long as I, you know, let you know I see you, but you got it. So you're going to continue to do what you do until you fall. Right. That person has to get it themselves. So if I have about 5 more drinks and I get my car, oh, I got you. I'm taking it. I'm like, no, I'm cool. Because I've made it home 5 other times. But tonight, I get that big vibe. I get the new logo. That's on me. It's not on you. You offered to take me. But I said no. Because, see, I've gotten away with it so many times before. Or maybe I just ran into somebody's car real quick, and then I just had to, you know, get my car fixed. And that's all the repercussions that I've had. So, therefore, hey, I hear you, but I got this. It just takes for people just to go ahead and hit problems. Some people just have to get a little bruised. Like, hey, I get bruised. I go, oh, let me get right. That's not right. I don't like this. I don't like all that extra pain. I can take pain, but it's not just ignorant pain. I like pain that it's beyond, I don't like it, but being able to, you know, if I have pain that, say I'm sick or something like that happens. That's out of my control. But being reckless, that's in my control. I don't have to be reckless. So, you know, hey,
It is what it is. We have people around us all the time that just go for the gusto. Even they've had opportunities and chances to change, to hear you, to tell us that we hear you, and it's something that you're doing, and it's positive, and they want to do what you do. But they don't want to take the step. You're not going to get it.
Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is real talk. Each and every Thursday night, 8 o'clock p.m. until 9:30 Central Time. We are here at Digital Tickets. This Motion Brown on the Real Deal 101. My friend, Mr. Andy Brown. We are going to be here. We're going to be here. And let the folks comment on real topics, real issues, all the time, and hear some real things. Where else can you go? Have a good friend. Be around good people, absolutely good, and hear good topics from real people. Right here on the All Not Happy Hour, folks, each and every Thursday night. Call in if you can't make it. 646-727-3279 is the call in number. Follow us on Facebook. Make sure you befriend us so you can see what we got going on. How was your weekend? Page is the Facebook page. Follow the nation. HowWasYourWeekend.com. Make sure that you follow me on Oatmeal and Twitter, and that's twitter.com/OatmealBrown. And also understand that One World Enterprise is making all this happen, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about.
Now, I really don't tweet all that much, but you can find me on Facebook, Oatmeal Brown. And I'm going to hit you with the building one-on-one at least once a week, and it's going to be so crucial. I will slap you all on the side of the head, and I will hit you. Okay, that's what I'm known for. But they love it. And I enjoy it because it's never to be negative. It's real talk. You know, so if you do that work, email me and say, I need $10. I'm going to talk about it. Because you didn't ask me if I had $10 for you. I need $10 to hold over. I don't have money for lunch tomorrow. What? Are you serious? Not like that, no. But first you need to ask me do I have $10 instead of saying, I need $10. No, we're not cool like that. We're not cool like me and then you're cool. Or me and Pop cool. You know? Even if we finish you just say I ran out of money. You got $2 to give me, I'll get you one. We done had enough conversations. But it's just all in there's a happy medium. All of the happy medium to everything. And you gotta start thinking before you start talking. And sometimes you gotta talk a little bit more, but not too much.
And say something that's not
right. Right. And there's no excuse. I'm sorry. I'm a product of my environment. But I still wanna learn more and do more. I'm open to that. If you're not open to that, that means it's arguing. To me, you really don't have an argument if you haven't expanding your mind. That's me. You always go into the debate. If you don't know what you know, you need to know more than that.
Hello. For those of you who have cell phones, and you play with your cell phone, go to iTunes and get this Oatmeal Drink Song Knickknack. Follow her on YouTube and check out the video. Just type in Oatmeal Brown Knickknack and watch on some more, ladies and gentlemen. It's got several hits. Don't have yours yet, but you might need to go ahead and check this out. It's real talk. Big things are happening, folks. And this is what we're doing. Just understand, I just want to get this one quick point out. Let's ground you that this is something that was so cool for me to think about. If you fall back, or if you have any type of setback, and you fall, make sure you fall on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. And that's what I'm talking about. It comes from the because I have a to admit that I made several mistakes. They'll let me know. I ain't hurt. I tried. But I ain't hurt. But what keeps us going, forward is the fact that it's our drive, it's our passion. We want to give back. We want people to understand that this is a real problem. We live vicariously through others. And if there's anything that's not a business, or if you have a business, you have a mindset, you want to be creative, you want to own that. Take the initiative to step up and do this because it's in you. It's your dream, living in you, and nobody will ever know it if you don't take the step to come out and make it happen. So that's what real talk. We're going to just kind of let people know what's going on. I mean, she comes from the Real Me 101. Follow her on her website page. The hot link will link back out. She's slamming on YouTube. You know, my book is out, Second Place Women Who Come In First, Why She Has No Man's Attention If You Don't, it's available. CD, not CD, I'm sorry, it's available. It's a notebook, Amazon.com, the paperback copy is available as well. It's an interesting read, it's a three-part perspective, and I encourage you to get some information about that. Like the Dolphin said, follow us on Facebook. You know, representing the Advertising Business, and if you missed a show like this one, or maybe even one of our previous shows, log on to Hell This Weekend, follow up online at the hour, and just take your pick and listen to some of the great shows we've done in the past. So, it's been a great show. Contact me, I want to say thank you for another opportunity. I hope you're going to take somebody's birthday tonight to drink.
Let me say something real quick. I got to let everybody know out there on the airwaves, this is the best Chicken / Sports Bar in the DFW, probably another city. Where can you come? They have a nice drink. They got flat drinks all over the place. It's nice. Everybody got community roll up in here. Have a good time. This is a spot. I was here today. This is a spot.
This is a real place to be. It's the atmosphere, if you will. This is where we need to go. Everybody just might know your name sitting around long enough. But we can just go ahead and wrap this show up. Let's not do anything. Enjoy your wonderful weekend. It's coming down. We're wrapping the show. We want to thank the folks for chiming in. Thank you for listening to the show and being a part of what we're doing. We want to thank the folks who called in, the folks who blogged and expressed themselves tonight. Definitely check out Ms. Shantae. She's doing her thing. Michael Styles, Steve Styles. What's that? Yes. And October the 29th, the Superstar Pilot Show, we're going to be doing a wonderful party in Arlington. Myself and Miss O'Meal Brown will be hosting that. It's just going to be going down. Y'all need to come on out to Arlington, Texas, and just let everybody know to come have a party. Real talk, real conversation. Comedy is going to be out there, spoken word, and we're going to be partying, folks. So just understand, make sure you come on out there. We'll put some information on Facebook and also bring some flyers out. So it's been a wonderful show, Miss O'Meal. You know, if you like this, if you want to tell your friends, come on out and check it out next week as we come up with another hot topic about Singapore programs. And just now, folks, it's been great to thank you. Long have been in the garden with us each and every week. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm O'Meal Brown with the Real News 101. I won't be here next week because I got to go to Grambling State University for the whole time.
I don't know how to do it. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you. give me a shot there.